Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code THELASTDROP? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable, and I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP, to receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your godfather of whiskey. I am J.B.
I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
When we do this show live, are we going to look like this?
Yeah, it's probably a good move, actually. Got the shades on.
The shades on.
Nice. Yeah, look at that straight douchebags. Yeah, it fits.
That'll be the next artwork, people. It's just us in silhouette mm-hmm. with sunglasses on. Oh, and you'll see like the red roses popping out of the coats or whatever. Just sunglasses mm-hmm. and roses. Yeah. We're wearing a bunch of free shit we got last night. So I want to thank all those companies out there for giving us free shit.
About to say, man, there's a lot of great tequila companies that hooked it up with some great shit, man.
Yeah. And the number one company we want to thank first is the new store opening of Tequila Ranch over in Paramount, Tequila California. Ranch. Damn, Cody, did they hook it up or what?
They did hook it up, man. I'm so grateful for, first of all, being invited to go along to the actual grand opening. That was a great, that was my first time doing something like that. That was awesome. Dang. And it just means like all the store owners and employees, all great people, great, great people. And obviously, well, we will repeat business there. Obviously, we have some upcoming business ventures there. I'm sure mm-hmm. we'll share more details on very soon. But yeah, man, all in all, great, great, great day. Yeah, man, you can't ask for a better day. Great day. Loved it.
You know, it was, I've never been part of a store opening, especially me and Cody. We drink so much these days and talk to so many people that work in the industry and friends with a lot of you. Never been at a grand store opening and... Like Cody said, met the owners. I met them the day before, and I just loved their energy and vibe. They were just excited to open up a store to give back, give them. I was just like, man, I feel the energy here. Like I'm pumped for y'all now. I wasn't even planning on going to this grand opening when I saw it on Instagram until I went there the day before, and I just felt the energy. I just said, man, you know what? I don't give a fuck how hot it is. I'm gonna show up to this. It's got to be fun. So, plus it was tequila month too for us on the show. So. I mean, that kind of just went hand in hand that we kind of had to attend in a way. Mm-hmm. And I'm really glad we did because we met some really cool fucking people in the tequila industry so much that we even talking about getting rid of Tequila Month and making it a weekly thing. Not weekly, but monthly thing or whatever. Like
monthly, yeah. Making it a week.
Yeah.
Month. Yeah.
I think we might start that next year because for the rest of the year, we're not really doing all of our months are kind of themed for the rest of the year.
I was telling yesterday, man, it just seems like natural progression. Seeing where we're at with tequila these days. Yeah, like I said, I think I think tequila is like the spirit of choice last drop as of right now.
Yeah. Cody, funny enough, last week we talked about the great Ricky. Cody got the meet Ricky first.
Face to face. Ricky, real cool peeps. Shout out to Ricky.
That motherfucker know his tequila, don't he?
Yes, he does.
Should have seen us. We was looking like you young Padawans listening to him like, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Soaking in all that knowledge.
Yeah, dude. I mean, you would have thought this motherfucker worked there the way he was selling shit to people and stuff. I was just like, damn. I mean, he was schooling us so much on certain and different price ranges, too. That was the beautiful thing about it, whatever. He even, because, you know, me and Cody, we all about how much we spend on these things. He was even schooling us saying, that's the best price I've ever seen that for or whatever here. And I'm just like, yo, I love a store, especially when they're new like that, that's like slinging good bottles for like good prices or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he showed us his one video, which I forgot. The dude he know in Vegas or whatever. And stuff.
Yeah, Vegas.
How he's got a museum and shit. And mm-hmm. Cody, I got a bigger car than this motherfucker. Somehow his trunk is bigger than mine. I don't even understand that. I was like looking at it. I said, wait a minute. How does that trunk extend?
This shit defies logic.
He has so many box setups of this tequila that was aged in Booker's 30 barrels, by the way. I've never heard of no shit like that. Like, it specifically was aged in Booker 30. You know that tequila's got to be fucking fire, Cody. Like, I was like, man.
I already know.
Tequila that was aged in Booker. That motherfucker probably kills COVID, for all I know. It's probably that much fire on it. Jesus Christ. You got a cold? Drink that shit. It'll knock it the hell out of
you. Yeah, drink that shit.
I think that might cure STDs, Cody. You pour that shit on your dick.
About to say, I think that might cure anything.
Yeah,
I think that's just all being cured right there, all in one. I
should have asked him what the ABV level on that thing probably was, like 2,000 or something like that. It was like Super Saiyan level.
So she couldn't measure.
Yeah, what did it's over 2,000 or was it 9,000 or some shit like that? Yeah, it was like some Super Saiyan level shit or whatever, you know. That trunk was so big that it was able to fit like 7 boxes of this shit in there. I was just like, wait a minute, hold on. I don't even think my car backseat could fit 7 bodies. Wait, hold on now. Is that 2 trunks that we just saw? Did he splice this? Is that AI?
Or is that 2 trunks? It's got a trunk inside of a trunk. How the fuck does this work?
I don't know, but that man does it, whatever. Ricky, man, we're going to be doing something with him soon. That's going to be dope as shit or whatever, by the way.
That's going to be he gave me a little teaser of some things. I was like, oh. That's gonna happen. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It'll happen. Yeah. What else? Oh, we met this one cool dude, Chris. He works for Nosotros Tequila.
Nosotros. Yeah.
That dude was dope as hell. He invited us out on
awesome fucking dude.
He invited us out on Thursday to an event that they have at the distillery itself, but what? Well, whatever their home office.
I think. Yeah, it's like their like the home. Yeah, like the like the headquarters.
Office. Yeah. So I guess we'll just give a spoiler review next week for the last day of tequila month or whatever. We're going to be doing a Sotros tequila. And my reposado looking low because I got to sipping some more of that last.
I about to say, I still got some on deck. I did kill one of them Blanco bottles, though. I got another one on. Fucking, another one on standby.
Fucking Ricky just downed that shit. I was like, yep, I know it's good.
Yeah, I was like, yep.
If Ricky downed it, that'd
drink,
be good.
Yep, he don't drink that bullshit, so no. It's a good sign.
When I saw him down it, I was just like, respect to that, I guess, you know? then we had, I had some, man, I got to meet the owner of Yayo Tequila. Cody met him too when he got there, but he took me to the trunk of his car. And we just sipped on the Reposado, which Reposado is like harder to get. I guess it's not available in all stores yet. That Reposado was so fucking good, whatever. You taste a lot of banana flavor notes and stuff like that. It was like, and butterscotch, banana and butterscotch. And it was just like so flavorful in the palate. My tongue was just like bursting with excitement and stuff. So I bought 2 bottles of Yayo. My man, John, the owner of Yayo, signed both bottles. He was really dope as hell, too. He showed us some shirts that he's got coming out. Man, I want one of them shirts bad. It was that pink shirt with the Miami Vice style.
That shirt was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I want one of those. Yeah, when that hits the streets, I need that in my life.
That shit just screamed last drop. I was just like,
yeah.
Damn.
Oh my God, yeah.
I was like, damn. Matter of fact, that screamed last drop and the previous show we used to do. I mean, yeah. that was just like our style in general. It was just like,
yeah. Oh. Also, they had like almost like a geek kind of purple one too, like a violet kind of thing one too. That would be awesome as well. I caught that shit too.
Yeah, he needs a. He showed us his artist that does him or whatever. I follow him on Instagram, but yeah, mm-hmm. I'm gonna need one of those fucking Yayo tequila shirts, which I was mm-hmm. able to grab. By the way, it was like the last we didn't.
Oh,
know.
Oh yeah, that was a nice ass shirt.
We didn't
want
even,
it, like fuck.
We didn't even know those were free. By the way, we was just like the girl that gave us shots. He was just like, yeah, everything on this table free. Just take whatever one of us.
Pleasure,
was like,
yeah.
He was like, oh. Oh, well, don't mind if we do that. We was like,
clean house.
Like,
yeah,
we got these nice fucking like glasses here and shit. It's got a shitty company on
glassware,
there.
Glassware, yeah. With the Stella Artois glass. Yeah. I got the beer mug.
Got the Bacardi mug mm-hmm. and shit. That'll go good. Got these sunglasses. Got this hat.
Yeah. We got a ton of fucking minis.
Yeah, we got a ton of
fucking minis. Yeah.
Some better than others. Got the Nosotros hat too.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Nosotros Blanco miniature and Reposado. I feel like these were consolation prizes because Cody never got his shot, but we got these shot glasses.
Oh yeah, I'm still at that shot.
Yeah.
Tequila Legato. Yes.
Yeah,
calling
yellow.
So record my shot.
Yeah, I got a kiss and Cody got a shot. So
yeah.
That
he never got poured. Yeah. So I need to be compensated.
I love it too, because she's right away, whatever. It's on the cheek, by the way. Now I was just like, damn, she must have saw me or something like that. Like, uh-huh. She know where I was coming from. My man John with Yayo Tequila, he said, yo, since you got two, rip one of the boxes open and you'll see a QR code. I want you to scan that code, because he's like, there's a map inside of it. And I can see the map in there, and I just looked at him and he said, rip the box. I was like, I don't want to rip my box.
That's a nice-ass box.
I was like, man.
Over my dead body.
Yeah, I said, I'll think about it, John. I don't want to rip that. I feel like we got, oh, and then we had like some other free shots of, Cody did. I only drank one. Cody was taking shots of like some pink shit.
Oh, that whatever the fuck that was. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, girl trying to get me all twisted up and shit. It's like, oh, I was like, all right, fine, whatever.
We drank
yeah,
this.
That was a.
We drank the Bacardi Red, and that one was okay. Yeah, that was good.
The Malibu Red.
Malibu
actually
Red.
Pretty decent.
Yeah, Malibu Red. Sorry. And we were just thinking of cocktail ideas. And then Cody went on a spree.
Yeah, I wanted to go on the little mini tasting spree. not the greatest idea ever, but you know, I survived. But what was that pink shit?
I have no idea what that bottle
Yaka,
was.
Whatever the fuck it was.
I'm shocked.
That was
you
one of the worst.
That's
the worst thing I tasted this year. That shit was fucking awful.
So that's gonna be on your worst stuff list.
Yeah, it's gonna be on my worst stuff list. That little, I gotta figure out the name of that shit too. Because I want to come back to that. Yeah, because that's the worst thing I've tried this year. And it's related to a last drop event, so it qualifies.
It does, yeah. It's
yeah.
related to a last drop event, so it qualifies. Damn, I wish I would have sipped that now, too.
Well, you know, if we find it, which we can, we should probably do a little, like a little mini episode or something at the end of the year.
Pink spirit. I don't know.
Pink bullshit. Yeah.
Pink colored spirit. I wish I knew that girl's name.
I remember it starts with a Y. That's why I remember.
If I knew that girl's name, I could on Instagram because I knew her name. Maybe I could fucking like just reach out and be like, "Hey, what was that drink again or whatever?" Like, I'm sure you could locate it. Let me type it in. I'm gonna type in pink color.
Starts with a Y. I know
spirits. The label was just like bullshit, like generic flavor. No, it wasn't malt.
That shit was awful.
It wasn't Malfi Gin X-rated. No, it wasn't none of that shit. I don't even know what it was, like, as far as the spirit goes. Like, what was it? Like,
I don't know either. I know the shit started with a Y.
Cody said, I know that shit starts with a Y. Damn, they got a lot of different pink color. Fucking, I didn't realize it was this goddamn mini. It had to have been a... Was it a gin?
It might have been a gin. I don't know.
Because a lot of
that shit just tastes like cleaning solution. That's all I know.
The funny part about it, people, Cody took us one little sip of that shit. He said, no, He's just, this ain't it. He had that shit right back to that girl. He said, nah, this shit ain't it. And she was just like, you don't like it? He was like, nah, it tastes like ass. I don't like that. Yeah. He's like, I ain't feeling that at all. No.
No. Not for me.
It ain't none of these. I got a top 10 list of pink drinks, and that ain't it. No. I'm going to have to find this later, people, I guess. Cause,
yeah, it's all good.
I can't believe how many fucking pink colored.
I didn't realize there was that many. Like, you still scroll the shit.
Yeah, like I'm looking.
Is there a reflection in your glass? Jesus.
Lear's pink line? No. Kinky? No, it wasn't that. Whatever. It was nothing kinky. Oh, wait. Was it vodka? I think it was vodka, remember?
Yeah, whatever it was. Some bullshit. Might have been vodka.
Because I remember we was talking shit about vodka because he was like, you sipped that. He's like, that's why we don't fucking drink vodka. And I remember it was vodka.
Fucking awful.
Oh, now I gotta type that in. Okay, so we're getting closer now. We got a pink colored vodka.
Dwindling it down.
We're dwindling it down slowly, everybody. Oh, wait a minute. AU chopping. Yeah.
We will get to the bottom of this.
Bowie pink identity, the rose.
The great pink drink. Yeah, the pink stuff.
The purple stuff. The pink stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, it wasn't Nuovo. A Nuvo. Natural strawberry pink. Ew, that sounds gross. UV vodka. Man,
I wish I would have taken a picture of it. Just for the fuck of it now.
Oh, it wasn't. Damn. It wasn't Pink Whitney, was it? It wasn't this shit, was it? No, it wasn't.
It was three bottle. No, I forgot. I don't think that was.
It was staring that hard. That's a Listerine bottle. Like I think it is actually. They sold that total wine for.
No, I don't think that was it though. Yeah.
No, because they had a white label. This had a black one.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out, people. We'll
yeah.
We'll get to it. God damn, there's a shit ton of spirit. Okay, anyway, we'll get to it though. I just know Cody thought that was some bullshit. He drank some Pendleton Canadian whiskey, which I know he knows.
Yeah, wasn't a whole lot better, but still, you know, better than that shit I just tried prior to that. Tell you that.
Pendleton tastes like shit. I got to
I think that's my first time trying that Pendleton. Yeah,
and you'll never try it again, will you, huh?
Yeah, I wanted that right there. Yeah, that was awful.
Canadians shouldn't make whiskey.
Yeah, so it's just some provinces and countries that just stay away from, you know, a certain spirit. Just stay in your lane. Just work on what you get. That focus on that.
I mean, they come out with what, Seagram's and what's the fuck is that other Crown Royal, and now
that shit. Yeah,
don't even.
That shit ain't good either. But still, it's better than whatever the fuck. That was Pendleton.
Yeah, that tastes like shit. Yeah, so, and Crown Royal do too. Like, it's all that shit tastes good.
Crown Royal has its own certain market. Like Pendleton trying to be like some serious shit. Like, don't do that.
Crown Royal just went into straight flavored whiskey. They just like, yeah, we just gonna.
Yeah, it was straight to flavor. Like, yeah, we know we are. So I ain't imagining for that. But the Pendleton shit? Nah. Yeah, y'all can erase that shit.
You know what's funny is I don't even see Pendleton on shelves anymore, neither.
That's a good point. Where I go, even like a fucking Bevo, I don't see that shit.
The only reason why I had it years ago is because somebody gave moms a bottle of that shit. And I'd go over her house for like the holidays or whatever, and if I didn't have a bottle of whiskey, I'd go like, God damn, you ain't got no whiskey here, mom? And she'd be like, I got this. Here, you can have it. And I tried that shit and I just said, that ain't whiskey. I don't know what that is. That ain't,
what
that
is this? Yeah, what is this bitter bullshit I'm drinking? This is just
like shit.
It's awful.
Man, but that was a real good event. Oh, then we got some free tacos and stuff too.
Fire tacos. I had some pastor tacos.
I had chicken.
Cheated on my pescatarian diet for a bit, but it's all good.
Yeah, yeah. And then they did the raffle. So that TV was the raffle, Cody. I watched it this morning.
Okay,
they did it last night. The TV was a 55-inch TV.
Right.
I was two numbers off, dude. I was just like, damn,
that's crazy.
I was like looking at that shit, going like, damn. And then the rest of it was they gave away cigars and tequila bottles and stuff like that or whatever. I was like, damn. I was like, this is a damn good event that went on right here. My man Wes from Cork showed up as well too, because he related to these dudes or whatever. So they showed up. Man, it was just all around just a good time, man. Free food, free drinks, all around, and I only bought $70 worth of booze, which was two bottles. I bought $70, and then we was just there from like 4 to 7 or 4 to 8 or somewhere around that time. And it was a good time. Music was shit, but you know, it got better when we was leaving.
Right when we left. Yeah. Ain't that the truth, bro? Right when we left. What were they playing? They're playing something. It was some
fire. I forgot what it was too.
Yeah. I think it was like what's love by like Fat Joe and
yeah.
I think that's what it was. Yeah.
And then the song before that, it was like real old school. He's just like, oh shit. Yeah. It was like, yeah. And then we got to see the ribbon cutting of the store too, man. Mm-hmm. That was awesome. Like that was
awesome, man. Yeah, I'm very grateful to be there, man. That was a fantastic fucking event.
Yeah, great time. I want to raise my glass for those gentlemen. I hope they do well with this new venture of theirs.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
We'll be back. And once again, folks, that's Tequila Ranch out in the city of Paramount. Check them out from nearby.
Between Somerset and Paramount Boulevard. Those are the cross streets or whatever. So, it was a packed house yesterday, too. And
it was.
A lot of good stuff, a lot of good food, friends, family, and everything else and above, whatever. So I had a great fucking time. And if you know any other more stores opening up, let us know. We want to attend those.
Let us know, because that was a lot of fun. We made some great connections. We made, I don't know how many future shows just off this one event.
Yeah.
So that's all it takes, man. Literally, that's literally all it takes, just one of these events. So yeah, more of these grand openings, I think it'll definitely good for us, for sure.
We made 2 months worth of content just in one fucking two,
I'm
one
about
hour.
To say, yep, pretty much.
Yeah, Cody bought a nice bottle. I got two nice bottles, whatever. Yeah, just all around, just a good time. Oh, and then also, too, they had the fucking... I went there the day before, so they had the Hennessy 50th anniversary now, but they came with like little tote bags too as well. So,
oh, very nice. Man, nice.
So I got one of those, and that was dope as hell, but god damn, that was a fun time, man. That was just a really good time. And it was revolved around a spirit that we ain't all that well versed in.
Mm-hmm.
Just tequila.
But we will be.
Yeah, we will be now. We're gonna get on Ricky levels, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Man, shit, Ricky is just like, dude,
yes, sir.
That dude was dope as hell, man. I love Ricky. And so you're going to get a future show with him when he can get the kids a babysitter and stuff. We're going to be over there and out in his neck of the woods, whatever, talking that Booker's tequila. Man, I'd love to hell see I'd love to see his buddy's place. That motherfucker. Actually, you know what? I take that back. I don't want to see that place.
How about Hey, do you though?
Nah.
You know, yeah. But say how much more how shittier do you want to feel, sir?
Yeah, nah.
It all depends.
I ain't leaving then. If I tell you that, if I see his house, I ain't leaving. You just adopted me, Negro.
Yeah. I'm your son.
Yeah, you got a new black daddy. 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 Daddy.
Yeah, you signed the shit, you still remember.
Yeah.
My adoptive father, goddammit.
Yeah, I'll print some paper. Tell
me otherwise.
Have you signed that shit, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Like, in your sleep too. Shit. Be like, hey, you exactly. Gotta sign right here. Yeah. You just pulled Val Kilmer. You just adopted a 30-something-year-old man or whatever. Like, you're Robin now, bitch. Yeah. Yeah. I ain't looking for revenge. I'm looking for justice. I'm sure that's some line he said like that in the movie.
It sounded like something that would say in one of the movies. Yeah, that's about right.
How about the boy wonder? Anyway, though, people, let's mix and match week here on The Last Drop.
That's right.
We're mixing and matching.
And mixing.
Cody, what are you sipping on today, my friend?
Well, my friend, you just kind of alluded toward it. Wasn't even 2 minutes ago when you did this that we bought some quality product yesterday. At the grand opening at Tequila Ranch.
That's right.
It's a quality product. I'm actually going to review that today.
Ooh.
That is the one, the only Don Fulano, the Añejo. Beautiful.
I love that cap
already.
Yeah, I love that
beautiful
cap.
Beautiful cap, beautiful bottle. Very classic product right here.
Mm-hmm.
Very classy.
Cody was staring hard, people, when he got in this store. You should have seen him. He was like looking at it. He was like,
yeah, man, I wanted something good. I didn't know what to get. I was like, I'm standing right now. That's well priced. I'm like,
You know, the thing is, people too, they had a lot of good tequila on the shelf that was under $100 in there too. I was just like, man.
And Ricky, everything was 15% off too.
Yeah. So Ricky was showing us some shit like that was like in the $40 range. He was like, you got to get this real good. I was just like, damn, dude, it's only $49. And even the Nosotros, you want some well quality tequila or whatever, man, for a good price, under $60.
Hell yeah. Under $60.
The Reposado was 49, the Mezcal was 59, and the, mm-hmm. the Blanco was like 39 or something like that or whatever. I was like, damn. And they had a deal too, buy one, get the other one 50% off. It was like, God damn, you might only be spending $20 for one of these bottles. Whew, man, that's the type of shit that make you go bankrupt.
I'm about to say, man, they had the deals on deck. Yeah, that DeSocho's deal, you can't beat that.
Let's not even talk about it. Let's not even forget about the customers that came in there. These motherfuckers rolled in deep. They didn't roll in buying cheap shit, neither, people.
Nope.
Oh, as soon as Cody gets there, I told him about that Booker's bottle. I said, oh, shit is gone. And then we turn around, that shit's on the counter. Somebody bought it already.
Somebody bought it. Somebody copped a Tears of Arona bottle.
Dude we were talking to with the chick that was asking me if that yayo was good or whatever. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker copped the Tears of Arona bottle. I was just like, damn, dude. You thinking people coming here to buy, like, oh, cheap-ass beer and bullshit like
that? They care for that good shit.
Told people, man, you there for. There's a market for people that want that good shit in this area. You just got to mm-hmm. open the store up for them.
Got to tap into it.
Got to tap into it. And, like, yeah, people came in there looking for, ready for the good shit. I mean, I tell you what, them shots that we got for freedom, them cheap bullshit liquors or whatever and stuff, I didn't see that many people drinking that shit.
Nope. Did you not?
And that shit was free.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Continue with your review now, my friend.
So this is the Don Fulano Anejo, Asian French oak cask, coming in at 80 proof, 40% ABV. So let me, actually, poppy boy, bad boy over right now, taking the plastic off right now.
It's crazy. It's almost every tequila we drank on or sat there and watched where it was off 80% ABV. I'm sorry, 80% ABV, 80 proof, sorry. Man, 40% ABV.
This is one of the nicest little glass cork stoppers, what do you want to call it, right here. It's like little sparks within the glass. You can't really see it on camera.
So I thought when I first saw it was agave at first. Like, I was like, is that agave plant?
That looks very, very fucking cool. Cap on this.
I like the color on it too, though.
That synthetic cork. Oh my God, just a little taste of the cork already.
Is that a synthetic cork? Shit.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got a little taste already. Goddamn. Okay. This is going to be... All right. Wow.
Cody can't even speak right now. I'm about to pour his bag.
I barely shit. Excess water out. Hold on, folks. Get this pouring real quick.
Man, we should have took more free shit.
Right?
Be like, y'all cleared that table off yet or what? Like...
That is a beautiful color right there.
Beautiful color. Jesus dark Christ.
Amber, almost. Yeah, almost like a dark, some gold tints on there. Absolutely gorgeous color.
Wow, that is really good color.
Yeah, dude. Leaving a nice film on the sides of the glass. So I can tell this might be a little bit of an oily side, which I don't mind at all.
Yeah, oily is good.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm going to open my bottle while you...
Yeah, let me see.
Talking yours.
Ooh. Almost like a deep, robust. I'm almost getting some fruit, like some red fruit notes. It's like almost like a dark cherry.
Cherries, huh?
Which I could never get tequila.
I was gonna say, dude, the tequilas I was trying yesterday before you had got there, I was like sitting there going like, yo, I have never tasted these notes in tequila before or whatever. That's what I love about these spirit companies these days, man, especially these newer ones that we tried yesterday, man, they just go on balls of the wall, just doing anything. And like, they know what they're doing too, though. So I really respect that. I mean, they're upping their craft in the spirit game, because it's a very competitive world out there.
On the Reposado we had, I guess the Nosotros, similar to that, we had butterscotch from the aroma.
Wow, that's crazy that you're getting the same almost aroma from a Reposado to an Añejo. That's another thing we figured out yesterday, too, is Reposado and Blancos. Don't sleep on those, people.
Yeah, I'm getting like a nice savoriness, that true cooked agave kind of thing going on.
Ooh.
I'm getting a little bit of like a cinnamon kind of thing. Yeah, actually, yep, cinnamon.
That's probably on the finish, too, I bet.
Yeah, probably. Smells a little spicy, too, with that cinnamon coming into effect. I'm getting a little bit of a... Like a spray of citrus too, like a little zestiness.
Ooh,
Ah, it smells real. A lot of baking spices.
Oh, yeah. You'll finish.
I can't wait to be so. Yeah, I can't wait to go up this. Yeah.
Probably make a great spicy margarita with that thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Boy, you look speechless. You look fucking speechless, man. Right now.
You know, you drink something well made, like just expertly crafted. It just, you just like, man, like you feel like you're, like you're on top of the world. Like you're just top dog, like you're top notch. Like nobody can tell you shit. That's exactly what I feel like right now.
Feel like you know
this,
somebody.
I feel like a fucking boss right now.
Like Jeff.
Like, I feel like that dude, man. This is.
You're him.
I'm him. Yes.
Yeah, you feel like him. You feel like him. Yeah.
I've ascended.
Yeah. You've ascended now. Oh, shit. You,
man,
you're
dude.
Him now.
Such a well defined flavor profile on this, man. Oh, man. Yeah. So front end, you get a touch of sweetness, a bit of that cooked agave. You get a little more of a vanilla caramel kind of thing going on too. Obviously, that comes from the French oak cask, but the way that melds with the baking spices, like the cinnamon kind of notes, really good. And then most of my tequilas, the añejos I've tried, my favorite part is the finish. That's where you get most of the like black pepper notes. And this one got a ton of black pepper finish. And I love that residual heat that stays at the top of your throat, like kind of the middle. Very nice effect going on there. Wow.
How much you pay for that bottle again? I remember you told me yesterday. It's pretty cheap, too, for that bottle.
Like, literally less than 90 bucks.
Yeah.
89 is some change.
I was, like, looking at him going, like, damn, that's it? I was like, that bottle is beautiful as fuck, dude. I was like, shit, 89 bucks. I fucks with that.
Oh, I mean, you know, almost at the end, too, before you get to that pepper note. I'm getting like a Mexican chocolate kind of thing going on.
Oh,
yeah.
Getting some Mexican candy now.
Yeah, specifically Mexican chocolate. Which I never really get in tequila. That's different. That's interesting, man.
I'd love for you to get Mexican Coke flavor. That'd be fucking.
Oh, dude. Every time you sip this, dude, the texture of that kind of light, silky, almost it's slightly oily, but it's so smooth on the palate, dude. It's it's very pleasant to drink, minus the flavor, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? That is some elegant shit, man.
Cody's favorite tequila is Tears of Yorona.
Yeah.
Lives up to that. It's up to that tier.
This is in that realm. It's not quite Tears of Yorona for me.
Yeah, oh man.
But this is definitely up there, man. This is a high quality pour, man.
Cody's getting a signed bottle of tears too, by the way, people.
That's right. But I will be getting a signed bottle soon. Yeah, man. Courtesy of the homie Ricky. Yeah.
I'm fucking jealous, dude. I was looking at him like, wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Want a fucking sign.
Signed by the dude. Yeah.
Yeah, signed by the dude or whatever and shit. I was just blown away by his story of knowing the dude. I was just like, yo, I was like, tears, dude. That's a brand new tequila that just came out. That shit popular as hell, whatever and stuff. Matter of fact, I just now noticed Cody's rocking one of the shirts he got yesterday, too.
That's right. Yeah, I walked in the Cortezone.
Got that Cortezone shirt.
Dope-ass shirt.
That was a tequila I reviewed last year. So, we literally got the last shirts, people. It was like...
We literally, the last three shirts, we copped them.
And funny enough, they all were our size, too. It was like, It's like it was destiny.
It was destiny.
Man, could you imagine if we would have missed those shirts? I'd have been pissed.
I was about to say, the only thing I wish this shirt was V-neck, like the...
Oh, the one I got? Yeah.
I love that.
I looked at Cody, and I was just like, dude, it's a V-neck! I say yes!
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a V-neck, so... No,
dope-ass shirt, though, but yeah.
Dope as shit or whatever. So, thank you, Yayo, too, for that as well. Yeah. Oh, one more thing. I got Yayo coasters, too, as well.
Oh, shit. I didn't know you got that. Okay. Very nice. Those are dope.
I got the Yayo coasters as well. So.
Yeah, man.
I'm about cleaning out.
Yeah. last week, treat me well. Obviously, you go back to that review. I gave that a last drop, and even that was just one note kind of. Tequila, but what it did was fucking amazing. Killed that fucking note. Great stuff, man. And this one, this is just this is on another level. Like I said, it's not quite Tears of Yorona,
Yeah.
As far as like high quality tequila goes and like a fine, well-crafted pour, the what I love most about this is the craftsmanship in here. Mm-hmm. Like it is, like I said, you're drinking this, you know, you're drinking something that with proper care and that was properly tended towards. Mm-hmm. You can taste all the love and nuance in this pour. You smell when you drink and we see the presentation. Everything is on point for me. I have not really no knocks against this pour. We were talking about this too the other day. This is might be one of my favorite months so far already, and we're not even done yet. Tequila Muff has been fucking fantastic. I've tried some great things, made some great people, got into some great shit. This is actually, I'm pretty sure it's a turning point for the show just this past week already. Yeah. Huge turning point. I feel it. And yeah, just drinking this. I love me some tequila, man. I love tequila. So yeah. Go out here and say it, go on a limb. I love tequila.
Much different from when I first met you.
You're right. Yes. It's just crazy. I used to fucking hate tequila because you're drinking bullshit all day.
Drinking bullshit all day.
So. But man, dude, but this is why I love branching out and discovering what a spirit truly has to offer. And tequila has slowly become one of my favorite spirits. This is getting last drop. Once again, that's the Don Juan Añejo right here. Such a quality pour. Delicious stuff. I see why it's highly lauded, why it gets the hype it gets. Well deserved. Delicious shit. Don Fulano Añejo. Yeah, definitely. Definitely seek this out.
Shit, love it. Every review I just looked up on it got like 95% of shit, dude.
Yeah. This yeah.
Like it's him. And Don Fulano is him. I don't know who this motherfucker is.
And then once again, $90 for this too. And this is any day of the week. I spend $90 on this.
So you can get all three, dude, the Reposado, Añejo, and the Blanco for $195. That's actually a pretty good price.
That's a great price, actually. Yeah, I'll hop on that immediately, actually.
Because if you spent less than $90 on yours, then you basically spend $50 on the next two, then.
Yeah.
So you're getting all three for two. Yeah, that's actually a really good deal, then. I actually wouldn't mind trying all three of those, to be honest. Oh, didn't we find out something positive about BevMo too? If we could just give a
BevMo. Yeah, they're selling the Sotro products.
Man,
finally something.
Yeah, something. I guess. Yeah. I don't even know what to say about that. I was just like, oh, wait a minute, hold on. How come your bottle don't look like this? I'm curious. Hold on, is this a different bottle?
I'm about to say a different edition, maybe. Oh, you know, I've seen that one. I think that's I don't know, it's like newer or old. I don't know.
Yeah, it's only $60 though.
Huh. Or maybe it's like a smaller bottle, maybe?
$750 milliliter, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That's weird.
It's at that store that I told you about last week. Yeah, $60. That's interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, the Blanco, it's only $43 to $50. You can get it around there. Reposado is about $50 as well. And yeah. Ooh, I see that Añejo a little bit higher in some places or whatever, but I'm seeing a good average around the 80 to 100. So, yeah, you get all three for $200. That's actually not that bad then. So, Cody, so since that's getting the last drop, will you be venturing out to get the other two in your future?
Yeah, I would definitely. Yeah, I'll definitely add those to my collection. I'm trying to expand my tequila collection, obviously. And tequila, that's the great thing about tequila too. Most of this shit is well priced and you can find it.
Yeah, you can find
it. That's why I think we don't know how the market's gonna go in the future. We don't know. So if you think about getting tequila right now, probably be a great time. So right now. Don't waste time.
Don't waste time. Not at all.
Yeah. Yeah, we see how these trends work. So get into it right fucking now.
We've seen these trends with everything. Mm-hmm. We've seen those roads before.
Yep.
They built those roads. Mm-hmm. Damn, Cody, I'm starting to see a bunch of your bottles.
I'm about to be a Fulano fanboy. Yeah. I'm gonna catch them all.
It's crazy because all of them are under $100 except for the top of the top one, that Don Fulano Imperial 5-year Añejo tequila. That's $150, which is actually still a good price. I mean, $150 to me is kind of like nowadays my cutoff price on like certain spirits and shit. If you go over $150, it's just like, it's just not worth it anymore unless it's like something you've been dying to get for years. But like hitting $200 now in spirits for me or whatever, it's just kind of, if you want something super rare or whatever, 150 is like a real good price or whatever. So, man, damn, that's beautiful right there, Cody. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Especially since you hated tequila like 15 years ago.
I'm about to say, you talk about a turnaround, man. I used to despise fucking tequila. Just hate that shit.
Last tequila I saw him drink was, whoa, what the fuck was that shit called again? It's the one I had, literally.
Patron?
Patron, yeah. I was going to say Patron, Don Patron. Yeah. I don't know why. I was like, Patron? Yeah.
Don Patron.
Patron or whatever. And it's crazy because Patron has stepped up in so many years now, too. Like, I mean, that one I had, the El Alto, I gave that a 2.5, whatever, but god damn, that's a solid ass pour. Like, I was sipping on that some more, going like, yeah, I could see myself bumping this up to a 3.2 as well. It's just a really good pour every day. Given the price point, is probably why I dropped it at 2.5, whatever. But all right. So another special shout out to Tequila Ranch over there. Hooked us up. I want to just mention that like every chance I can for this episode.
Of course. They really hooked it up. That was a great event. And I can't wait to go back and do the show there, buy more shit from them. Can't wait. Everybody's happy.
I can't wait till that kitchen is finished. I'm going to be drinking and eating that
motherfucker. Oh, yeah.
They got a kitchen in their store. People, they serving food up in that bitch or whatever and everything. So, yeah. Man. I want to see what you're... I want to sign fucking... bottle now,
like, bottle.
Yeah, like I can't get that out of my fucking head now. I'm like, man, yeah.
Oh, petty one coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the petty one. Yeah, it's petty.
Oh, hey, he returns.
Yeah, yeah.
When you thought he disappeared.
No, he never gone for too long. You know what I'm saying?
He always creeps somewhere, lurking in shadow.
Man, I want that purple stuff, baby.
Now, if I die on the way back from that event. No, don't ask who set that up.
Yeah. Cody, yeah. I'm like, he wanted me to have this. He wanted me to have this. Sure, yeah. For all the sign.
Cody, plotting.
Cody, like, don't you got two signed by? I ain't got that one, though, Negro. Got that one.
Okay. I want yours.
Yeah. I'm him now, bitch. Okay.
that's what you say after you stick the knife in my back.
With honor. Yeah. Whisper it slowly in your ear. You're not looking like him no more.
Man, if I hear Optimus say that in a fucking Transformers movie, I'm done. If I hear Optimus say, I'm him, I'm done, bro.
And once he does. He like kicks the dude off his fucking sword and shit. After he says, I'm him, he's like, fucking Optimus Prime, whatever. And then they play that doom, that music they always play when he kills somebody. Yeah. They play that same beat when he murders somebody. Doom.
That's like, Optimus murder theme.
Motherfucker, bloodthirsty.
It's so jovial.
It's crazy, because now I got to go back and watch these cartoons where I'm going to be like, what's... You know, no, because I don't want them ruining my childhood image of him murdering motherfuckers constantly, so... I saw like clips of that new movie that came out. That motherfucker's constantly, he's still, I will kill you all. I was like, damn. I was like, geez. Hey,
I watched clips for that movie. They fuck with the wrong person because they kill Bumblebee and that shit. Bumblebee comes back, of course, but yeah. They kill his ass. And Optimus mad as fuck. He's like, man, you killed my best friend? Fuck that shit. He was cool at first, but he crossed that line. And I was like, I saw that kill. I saw like the actual scene. Optimus fucks, what's his name? Skirt. He fucks his shit up. Rips off this motherfucker's arms. Pushes this motherfucker under a flowing lava pit while he's slowly melting and dying already. Motherfucker digs into his collarbone pretty much.
Holy shit.
Pretty much does a sub-zero fatality on his ass and pulls his spinal cord out.
Holy shit. I'm like,
Jesus.
Michael Bay is tamed.
I was like, God damn. people die on film and shit. Robot, it's crazy because I felt this shit so much more than any other movie. This is a fucking robot, mind you. And that shit hurt me. Like, I watched Saw, all the Saw movies, all, whatever, Hostel, all that shit. All that torture porn shit. This shit was way worse than any of that. I was like, God damn. It's a should kids, make me cringe.
It's a kid's movie, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
And you're going, no, I'm just speaking all that noble shit, and all of a sudden, that revenge kicks in. That shit goes out the window. It's like, You fuck with the wrong one.
I love when he goes into murder mode. That fucking mask comes on. He's just like, it's like,
And once you see that, when you see that mask, that's it. You had to run the fucking opposite direction real quick. He about to fuck your shit up.
I don't know what it is about you wearing sunglasses. You sound so much more truthful and saying how much it traumatized you seeing this shit.
No, I'm serious. I'm like this. I'm not even bullshit. I'm not doing this for entertainment value or anything. Oh, I'm legit serious. This shit was fucking frightening. And that was well directed. Like, I think it's the same dude who directed Creed 2, Stephen Campbell Jr., I think that dude's name.
Oh, he know how to kill kudos people to dreams, you, man.
Yeah, kudos to you, man, because goddamn, he filmed shit. I filmed the fuck out of that.
I saw a side by side where he said, "You killed my friend, my best friend," right? They put that right next to when Megatron killed Jazz in the first film, and Optimus fucks about it, whatever and shit. It was like, so Optimus will say, "Don't only say Bumblebee or whatever and shit." And it was like fucked up because like Megatron just threw Jazz's fucking body off the roof and shit, and then even at the end of the movie, he's like, "We lost a good friend, but we made many more." So it was just like, damn, he really hated Jazz then, huh?
That scene in the new Transformers, that was filmed so well. The first time I saw it is when you sent me that link on Instagram. I thought it was actually from one of the Michael Bay movies. I was like, oh, shit. I couldn't find out. It's the new one. I'm like, oh.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
keeping continuity going.
I was about to say, that's like literally the only thing. They say, oh, yeah, we're rebooting this shit. Yeah, we're making it more like Generation 1 Prime. I'm like, no, that's like Michael Bay shit. that's I was like, nah.
You know what's sad, though, is I want to see the after Michael Bay Optimus, though, because that motherfucker's been through some shit now. Like, he's the Batman we wanted to see in The Dark Knight Returns or whatever.
Exactly.
You know, like, he'd be like, yeah, he's seen so much shit now at this point or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's just like, yeah, I ain't holding back punches anymore and shit like that. Like, I'm just going to stab fools in the neck and shit. Every time I trust a motherfucker or whatever and shit, like, always turn on me and stuff, so... That's the Optimus I want to see. I don't want to go back to. That's the only reason why I want. I don't want to go back to 1990, even though that scene was amazing that we saw.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this after effect. It's like, you know what? These Decepticons, man, they tried to murder me in the first film. They tried to bring back their creation. The second film, they murdered my ass and then brought me back to life. Whatever. That motherfucker didn't die, Cody, and got brought back to life. The third film, they tried to take over Earth by bringing their planet back. The fourth film, these motherfuckers kidnapped me and tried to torture me and shit like that, turn me evil. The fifth film, they fucking brought dinosaurs back in this motherfucker. The sixth film with him and the Bay universe, whatever, I just want to see him just like, nah, I ain't taking no more chances, baby. Shit, I ain't seen the future. Mm-hmm. I ain't seen the past, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just gonna murder fools like how that scene you just described happened, whatever. I'm just fucking, I'm gonna make sure they don't get back up.
That's that. Office Prime, he always double taps.
Yeah, he double taps.
I'll give him his prop. He triple taps.
Yeah, he remember when he kills Sentinel Prime, that motherfucker already dead. He crawling
on the floor, begging for his life.
He was begging for his life. Optimus. Our people, you turned your back on me first. No, like he takes that shit like serious. Yeah. Like when you turn Optimus,
that's why every time the Decepticon starts some shit, I'm like, dude, y'all don't want this.
y'all want this smoke.
Y'all don't want that smoke. yeah, y'all don't want that hot smoke. Y'all don't want that. Y'all think y'all don't want that shit.
They are so terrified of the smoke, Cody. They be going back in time to find old motherfuckers to fight this bitch.
Exactly.
It's always some motherfucker from the past.
They be trying to bring plenty of motherfuckers to stop the Autobots.
Still, yeah.
Like size of fucking Earth.
Yeah, they like
trying to stop Optimus Prime. Still ain't enough.
You stop Optimus Prime, whatever. They like, look, the most dangerous thing they did was give Optimus Prime a fucking sword.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that's a laugh.
Give him a sword and a reason to kill motherfucker.
Motherfucker had one arm and managed to rip off Megatron's face.
It's always Optimus getting triggered. He don't do shit. He chilling. You know, he has his code. Mm-hmm. He's respectful.
Yep.
When you cross his shit, that's that's it. You are number one on his shit list. Number one.
When Mark Wahlberg was talking to him, he's like, we just need to leave. This fight is not ours, whatever. And mm-hmm. Mark Wahlberg gave him that talk and that look in Optimus' eyes, like, gotta murder every fucking body here now. All right. He's like, damn. He was like, you know what? Thank you, Mark Wahlberg. I lost the thrill to murder until you just said something to me now.
Optimus, he's that kind of dude, like, he doesn't want to do it. He knows he has to, though. Yeah. But once he's actually doing it, you know, he's low-key enjoys that shit, though. that gets him going.
I always felt like Bumblebee was a dude that Optimus was fucking behind the scenes.
I can see
that. And, like, they like gay lovers or whatever. Yeah. And, but Bumblebee's underage, so Optimus don't want the other Autobots to know and shit. So it's kind of creepy, like Optimus just waiting for him to get of age. So when he got murdered in that film, whatever, fucking Optimus was triggered like crazy. He was just like, God damn it, he's about to turn 18 tomorrow. I was finally going to get
Optimus
that.
Is a groomer?
Yeah, he's like, I was finally going to get that booty. You're like, Jesus fucking Christ or whatever. Like, I'm about to murder the shit out of you now.
Oh, I learned so much every day about Transformers lore. Optimus Prime is a fucking groomer.
Yeah.
Oh. Send wow.
Remember what he said when he shot that alien creature?
That the list of shit I was not expecting to hear this week.
Well, remember, Bumblebee was the only one that could turn Optimus back to the good. I've been your longest friend, Optimus. And then he was just like, that motherfucker, he started shaking and shit. His eyes went back normal. I was just like, damn, Bumblebee sucked his dick before, huh?
It's a fact. That's insane, bro.
Yeah.
But it all checks out, though.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Because, hey, look, I'm going to tell you this right now. Ain't no dude making me switch back that from that evil. That motherfucker murders us. Like, it's like, come on now. Cody can get right now in my face, whatever, and be like, JB, you got to stop murdering me. I'd just be like, man, if you don't get the fuck out of my face, you next, bro. Like, shit. Imagine Cody.
I'd murder your ass, you know.
Yeah, imagine Cody getting in my way, whatever, talking about, like, JB, I'm your longest, one of your longest friends, whatever. I'm Cody. I'd be like, take that sword slowly. There you go. Yeah, it's what I think of your friend.
Hey, you gotta go.
Yeah,
I'll do the same goddamn thing.
So you know that relationship is much thicker, mm-hmm. Cody, than just friends. Optimus.
They definitely probably fucking. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably why.
That's a whole other set of questions that I have, but I'm sure they'll be answered at this point in time. Like, how are Transformers assigned gender?
We'll see. Like half breed Corvettes and fucking trucks.
Inbred Transformers.
Inbred Transformers. Hey, don't tell me it's not possible. They had them dinosaur babies. So hey,
That's why we crossed some wires.
Yeah. They had, and like, if you tell me that Transformers can't reproduce, bullshit. I saw dinosaur babies in that last fucking one I watched.
I'm about to say, which also, that last night movie raised so many goddamn questions, man. That's why that movie is one of the worst movies ever made, but also one of the best movies ever made.
Wait a minute. How did the fucking T-Rex have fucking babies when he the only one of his kind and shit?
And why are they like bio-organic all of a sudden? I'm still going back to the plot point of they had literally Transformers that could replicate themselves, look like humans. Why the fuck aren't y'all doing that anymore?
They got fucking ones that look like animals. Well, they don't look like animals. They giants.
For whatever reason, I still don't know why they transform into beasts. I don't understand. Whatever.
I'm curious.
Maybe I'll watch the movie proper. It makes sense.
Like the cars, but I can understand them going.
Cars make a lot of sense.
Because they can hide in car form. But I'm like,
these big ass metallic gorillas and shit.
You can't tell me you looked at that gorilla and just went like, oh, that's a real gorilla. Like,
that is fucked up metal fucking. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
And why would you turn into a bird of all, like, everybody can see fucking bird. You flying and shit. So it's like, that's
And some going to know that it's a big ass bird, too. Ain't no,
that motherfucker looked like a Megazord for the power.
It's like, a bird with some red glowing eyes and some metal fucking metallic wings.
I saw a clip where the fucking human dude of the new movie absorbed one of the Transformers and he
I saw that. Yeah, he had an Iron Man suit or something like that.
What the fuck? I was like, yo, we could do this?
Yeah.
If that was the case, Cody, I would have been the one that killed Jazz. I'd have stabbed his ass so fucking hard.
I say, yeah.
That motherfucker became fucking Mega Man, dude. Like,
Mega Man. Yeah.
This motherfucker one sentient being away, or whatever. They beat DC with Blue Beetle before Blue Beetle came out. I was like, God damn, these fucking robots can do every goddamn thing. I see why they want to bring back Cybertron. There was no limit today what they can do, Cody. No limit.
None. Zero.
And Master P. But you fuck with Optimus and his buddy, dude. He's going to murder the shit out of your ass.
Yeah, he's going to kill the fuck out of you. Just don't do it.
Motherfucker dug up his body out of the fucking flaming hot pits of hell or whatever and shit just to take his spinal cord out. You know he got a trophy case, right?
All kind of spinal cords.
Motherfuckers like Beast Boy, the Teen Titans and shit. Mm-hmm. He just collecting heads or whatever.
Yeah, motherfuckers is basically the Predator.
Yeah. He's like,
got trophies.
Like, that was the great battle of 2004. Mm-hmm. I murdered them all. This is when they tried to bring Cybertron back and I shot Sentinel Prime's head off.
I'm telling you, man, I think when Optimus landed on Earth, mm-hmm. I think he played a lot of Mortal Kombat, dude, because he be ripping them spinal cords out like nothing. I think he was doing that.
I think he would make Ultron blush.
Dude loves his spinal cords.
I will say, like, you know, Ultron said that when he was born, dude, he fucking saw the internet and shit, and it just mm-hmm. fucked his world up. I think, remember, that was the same thing Optimus did, except he said he
learned from Mortal Kombat. Yeah. He's just like, oh, this is how the world works? Okay.
Hey, you gotta rip a motherfucker spine off sometimes. You know, like, and teach you a fucking lesson, bitch. Hey, I got your lesson right here, motherfucker.
Yeah, give me your shit.
Yeah, I guess he only saw the fatality parts of Mortal Kombat 2, whatever.
Like, that's about it, yeah. He's figured like, oh.
Because it's crazy, because Optimus can't fight for shit, but he know how to murder. I don't know how that works.
He'll murder. He had like no form at all. He had like no Monica's like stabbing a motherfucker and making him feel pain. He'll do that.
Like I've never seen him like win a fight. I just always see him win.
Yeah, he ain't like that. Remember Thanos at the beginning of Infinity War, he beat the shit out of the Hulk, fuck. Technical as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know he'd be practicing shit. He's Optimus. Like, nah, he'd be like stab motherfuckers. Yeah, give me your shit. And it's like no technique, no grace to it. It's just dirty. Just nasty.
I never seen that. Well, we all knew that like Optimus was suicidal. That's probably why he's so bloodthirsty. Because in that first movie, remember, he was telling Sam, Shia LaBeouf, to put that cube in his chest to murder him. He was like, damn it, I don't want to live much longer. Just put that cube in my chest and kill me already or whatever and shit. And I'm just like, if that cube goes and you die, then the Decepticons is going to rule the earth. I mean, damn. So he was suicidal, but he got a new lease on life, and that's murdering motherfuckers. So,
yeah.
Proud of him.
That's his purpose. Yeah. That's what keeps him going.
Yeah.
The potential to murder a motherfucker.
Proud of him. I'm really proud of him. Like that's it takes a lot to not tie that rope around your neck and finish yourself off. I guess that's he said, I'm gonna tie it around other motherfuckers.
You're about to say, yeah. Don't worry. I'll feel that itch.
The only thing we're missing now is Optimus need to be able to time travel.
Oh, everybody fucked. Yeah, once that happens, you thought the Flash fucked shit up. No, wait till Optimus Prime travels back in time, start messing with the space-time continuum and all that shit.
It's Optimus ain't hiding, there's no truck anymore. He just come out them portals with swords and shit. He's gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna show you how to fucking do this shit real quick. Anyway, people, glad you love our TED Talk about murder. comes Optimus.
Yes. Autonomous murder.
If we do get AI and stuff like that and like our household and shit, that's gonna be my robot's name. AI is gonna be Optimus.
Oh yeah. Of course. What's your name?
Yeah, anybody step in this house, Optimus, I need you to fucking snap their neck or whatever and shit. Anyway. Thank you, Tequila Ranch, because the bottle I'll be reviewing is a bottle that Ricky showed me and Cody that I bought the Friday I went to Tequila Ranch, and that's the
Lalo
right there, whatever.
Lalo.
And I already knew the story because the boys at Tequila Ranch told me the story, but Ricky told us more about it too. Lalo is the grandson of the famous Don Julio.
That's right. Yeah.
So if you've seen the Don Julio tequila, then this is his grandson who's making this. And Ricky was just like, that's what he did. He says, fucking, he said, have you opened that yet? I said, I have not tried that one yet. I just bought it based on the story. And like everybody I saw said it was good. I saw the percentage signs on it. It's always like in the high 90s or whatever. So it's really good. Hey, when you come from a famous family, I mean, Don Julio, God, Cody, he's been making for the longest before we started doing this show. I only thought Don Julio, I thought he was like the godfather of tequila, to be honest, because I see his fucking bottle and name every goddamn where.
Right.
Like, it's just everywhere. He's got so many different brands of the shit, too. So
Don Julio is massive.
Huge. And not just in Mexico. I'm talking about in this country, too. Like, it's fucking everywhere. I mean, he's got to be the most famous tequila maker of all time. So you know when you're related to somebody like that, Cody, you got to come with it.
No other choice.
You got no other choice. Like, so if I couldn't make a quality spirit and I was related to somebody like that, I wouldn't even release that shit. I wouldn't put no name. And I respect, too, that he didn't, you know, there's no mention of this dude's name on here at all. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, see, like, even on the back of it, it gives a really, well, he does says for combining a grandfather's love for the land, but still, there's no names on here. Nope, I don't see a name. Nope, still don't see a name. Yeah, so other than saying the word grandfather, I mean, you'd have to really do research on this just to know. Synthetic cork, the only way to do your spirits now.
Mm-hmm.
The only fucking way.
Yeah, they'll be all cute with the, you know, classic corks. Like, oh, it's natural wood. Yeah, nobody gives a fuck.
Yeah, nobody
synthetic gives a fuck. Synthetic corks makes life a whole lot easier. Same shit.
That means I can turn the bottle upside down.
Yeah.
Lay it flat down. I ain't got to worry about the fucking cork.
Yeah, fuck all that cute, pretentious bullshit.
Yeah.
It's pretty much hipster at this point. Let's be honest.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Let's just be real.
It's a hipster shit, and look, mm-hmm. I don't fucking like it. And when I had the Yayo, they have the glass cork, which I love those two. If you don't want to do a synthetic one, then you go with glass. Either one. I just don't want the fucking wood shit no more, because the shit started leaving flakes and shit in your bottle, and you're just like, man, you can't lay the bottle down or anything like that. Classic bottle. Nothing special about it. It's just like really general, generic. Love it, though. The bottle was only $40. I seen it in stores for like $43 to $49. So you didn't run between $40 and $50. The boys gave me a discount on it, so I got it for like $37, whatever it was, or something like that. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get that. Blanco, too, by the way. Clear mm-hmm. as ever.
Clear. Which, super clear.
Which back in the day, me and Cody would talk shit about this, but after drinking mm-hmm. some Blancos yesterday.
Blancos are delicious.
Oh, shit.
I see why they have their place in the market. I love what they present. I love what Blancos bring to the table. I do want to dabble into more Blancos going forward.
Blanco, but, you know,
I mm-hmm. stick so much to the darker stuff, añejos and whatnot. I do want to venture out to more Blancos. So that's coming going forward, especially since we're incorporating more tequila. At least on my end, you'll definitely be seeing some more Blancos.
For sure, for me, because I think I've drinking enough añejos now at this point that I'm like, I need to start drinking more
Blanco. Yeah, I want to expand.
Because I'll even say on the Clase Azul, I like the Blanco more than the Reposado.
I can't remember. Was it the Reposado? I think I had the añejo. I got to try the other ones.
I had the añejo. The añejo was good on that one.
I haven't had the Reposado or Blanco yet.
The taco spot we went to, that's where I had the Blanco. To Madre. That's where I had the Blanco, because they had it for $14 a pour or something like that, which is actually cheap as fuck, because that bottle's like $109 or something like that. The Reposado I've had, I wasn't blown away by that. I thought it was fine, but like, you know, for the price point that they went, I was like, yeah, it's all right. But I thought the Blanco was even better. So, like Cody said, I love that Blancos are trying to step their game up to compete with the Reposados on Añejo. So, like, I'm curious mm-hmm. to see. Dude, as soon as I sniff this, agave and green grass. It smells like a fresh spring fucking – it was just – where the fuck did the sun go? Or is it because of my glasses? Oh, yeah, it's because of glasses. I forgot I had glasses on. I looked up, I was like, oh, hell no. What the fuck?
Where'd that shit go?
Yeah. Oh, it's got like this citrus scent to it too as well. Oh my God, that agave dude sticks out like crazy. Jesus, man. I guess I never really had an interpretation of Blanco. Maybe in my head, it was just like some fucking small dick energy level of like, well, it's got to be a añejo or some shit like that or whatever. You know, I ain't had that incorporated in my brain that, you know, the darker the better or something like that. Or, you know, it probably is just because I just had terrible fucking tequila when we was in our early to mid 20s, whatever, and shit. And it was just like, I always associated it with this Blanco. It was just always bad shit. And usually the higher end stuff at the time was always like the darker Añejos and stuff like that. So, like Cody's, this is 80 proof, 40% alcohol. I love it. Oh, man. It's got like this vanilla scent to it as well, too. It makes it so heavenly. You smell some black pepper in there. It's not as potent or anything like that. Earthy, though, is what I'm getting. It's that earthy green grass, mountain spring water type feel. The agave smells heavenly. I mean, like really heavenly. It's so pleasantly smooth and silky. It's like Silk Sonic, baby. Always ready smoking out the window. Mmm. Oh, it really is like Silk Sonic. Makes you want to leave the dough open, Cody, all day, every day. Let's get in the sip of this bad boy. Very pleasant, too, on the nose, whatever. Man, oh. Ooh. Ooh, the agave. Ooh. Ooh, that is potent agave right there. Ooh, that is like, ooh, it's like the combination of the agave and the citrusness or whatever. Just like, there's some cinnamon in there as well, too. On the back end. Oh, that is crazy. The finish, it's like a short to medium length or whatever and stuff. It, you feel it more in the stomach than you do in the throat. And a lot of it is, oh man. Yeah, this is really good. I'm enjoying the hell out of this. Hold on. This is very pleasant. It's nice and mild. It's relaxing. It's really smooth, easy to drink on. I love the characteristics are very subtle. They're hidden in the background. The palate has a lot of the bacon spices. You get a tablespoon of agave. But more what you get on that is like a lot of the green grass, the earthy notes and stuff like that.
Very nice.
And the vanilla just like slides through real easy. There's a little hint of cinnamon in there as well, too, in that palate area. But most of the cinnamon is on the back end. The finish, very short to medium length or whatever. But I feel it in the stomach. So it does give you like that percolation going on right there. I love that right there. Although I do enjoy that in the stomach or whatever, I do wish I was more in the throat area, esophagus more so. Because I love to have that little lingering effect in there. It's very light, pleasant, but it's got like this rich sweetness to it too as well. There's like a richness to it. Almost like as if there was like chocolate or something like that in there. But I guess it's probably coming from the agave, I assume. Because that agave note is just like heavenly pleasant on there as well. Oh. What I love about it too is I can give this tequila to anybody. This is anybody's tequila. I don't think anybody would make a complaint about it. Very approachable. Yeah, very approachable. It's very inviting. It's nice and warm. Mm-hmm. It's friendly, you know. It's not a jumping out of the bushes going like, ah, you know. It's somebody's like, what the fuck? I never heard that note before. How the fuck you know about jumping out of the bush? Oh, I know about bushes.
And to add to that, too, I love the simplicity and elegance of the presentation, too, on a Lala bottle.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice bottle. And well, affordable as well. So yeah, those two things going for it already.
It's creamy though, and it's got a nice mouthful. Like the mouth is
creamy.
Just like, yeah,
that's something I never thought would be associated with a Blanco. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's got this creaminess going on, but it definitely is a mouthful. I got to pour another one now. You know my rule is if you got to pour more, then it's probably good, man.
Probably,
most likely. I love something that's like damn near. Just 40 bucks, whatever it is, just fucking like pleasantly surprising, too. Yeah, the finish is short. Finish is real short. It's got a nice, satisfying touch to baking spices in there, which I love that part. So, this would make a really good margarita, too, by the way. I can already taste the notes right now. You know what this comes down to? It's a very good, affordable, reliable tequila. If I had to give someone a recommendation to get something without breaking the bank, I'd go this one right here because I don't know what they'd be buying it for, whether it's an event or something like that. It's very approachable. It's very warm. It's friendly. It's inviting, enjoyable. It stands out with all of its like natural flavors. Because if I'm not mistaken, it's got like artificial. It's free of artificial elements and like additives and stuff like that or whatever. So makes it one of those like cleanest, smoothest tequilas out there at this price point. It's a very easy drinker. I don't think anybody would sip this and go like, "I hate this shit." So, Oh man, I love that. I love that mouthful feel, or whatever. My only problem I have with this is I wish the finish had something more in the throat. It kind of just stops right there, and then you feel a little bit of that, like that sensation.
Sensational.
You feel it. I don't know why I keep seeing that everywhere. I was like, it's sensational. Matter of fact, he looks just like this too. Sunglasses. Sensational. Yeah. It's got that nice aroma in the stomach there. It's nice and fulfilling. I just wish there was more in the throat. That probably was keeps it from a last drop right there. Price point's on point though. The sip of it. Ooh. And the more I talk or whatever, I start to feel it warm up more. It's like, what you doing talking in my stomach? It was like, what you doing talking shit? Don't say shit.
Better not.
It's feeling like that robot that Optimus killed in the Flaming Pits and shit right now. it's trying to reach up this, just yeah. Grab that, like, you know, just, and then, like, Optimus just pushes that motherfucker right back down in that bitch or whatever. I'm going to drop a 3 on this. I'm going to go a 3. This is one of the... This would be the go-to equivalent of like for whiskey. If you just wanted something quick, whatever, your Buffalo Traces, your Eagle Rares, your Knob Creeks or whatever and stuff. It's Knob Creek single barrels. I put that out there. Your single barrel. Yeah, actually, yeah. This falls in the realm of a Knob Creek single barrel. Can't ever go wrong with that. The
Knob Creek. Never, ever. Always reliable.
Knob Creek single barrel will never be a last drop for me or whatever. But you know what? It gets the job done. It's affordable. It's cheap in price. It's always going to be like that. It's always going to be a 3, 3.5 in that area or something like that. But nothing too special. It just always does everything correctly. It does exactly what it's supposed to be doing. And yeah, it does everything I wanted to do right there. It's really fucking good. Like Cody said earlier, Tequila Month's been really good to us. Even on the ones that haven't been last drops for me or whatever, I enjoy the shit out of them. I can see myself sipping on this regularly because you know why? It's quite dangerous on the 80 proof there because you don't really taste any of the tequila. You taste a lot of the agave on this, and it lingers in there. And I love that, too, because it's not cooked agave in there. It tastes like it's fresh. It's like fresh agave on here, and I kind of enjoy that.
So that's some bright characteristics. Yeah. To wake you up a little bit.
Kind of unique, because I can't remember the last time I haven't not had a cooked or toasted agave or whatever. They always kind of taste that way. And this one just tastes fresh, like it was just grown and everything. So I enjoy that. So... I don't know if this is his only bottle that his grandson's made or whatever, but I will say if this is the standard one that makes you go out and buy the ones that are like 60 to 80 to 100 or whatever and stuff, dude will get my money for the next bottle. I wouldn't mind dropping whatever the next price point is as long as it's in the $80 to $150 range on that bottle for this one. So yeah, this is a winner for me. I drop a 3 on this.
All right. Hell yeah. I love it. So I'll definitely try to check out that bottle soon.
The only thing that keeps it from 3.5 last drop is the finish is just short. There's nothing there as well. Throat, you don't get anything at all. Maybe the more I drink or whatever and stuff, maybe I will. But like, yeah. Actually, this is so smooth. I might put this bottle in my office. This might be something I just sip on fucking when I'm just.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Nice, elegant. Easy sipping.
There you go. Nice and elegant I think is the key for this one or whatever and shit. And look, I'm drinking some more of it. So yeah.
There it is. Third pour? Oh yeah.
Yeah. Third that's pour.
That's a winner.
It's a winner right here. $40 can't beat that price.
I'm on my fifth pour. This Don Fulano. This shit's good.
Don Fulano, baby.
Good shit.
You don't get that Don name for nothing now.
I'm about to say, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta
earn that shit or whatever and stuff. That's why you know, we'll step that game up in that tequila realm. So, yeah, I do enjoy this, by the way. Oh, man, that agave is just, like, mouthful. I love it.
There you go.
Yeah, it's fuego. It's fire, baby. Yeah.
Fuego. Mm-hmm. Oh, tequila. Oh, it's just a fuego month. This whole month is just flames.
So next week, people, we're going to be doing the Nosotros show. We're going to be doing some blanco and reposado.
Reposado. Oh, might be get some more treats, too.
Yeah, see, might be.
We had an event on Thursday, so we'll probably have some other shit. We probably not even can't even think about right now.
Yep. I don't even know.
I don't know what's going to happen on Thursday.
I
can't wait to see what's going to happen.
I just know food, comedy, and drinks. Yep. Three of my favorite things. So
we were told we're going to get supply some bottles. So I don't know if it's going to be the bottles we saw at the stores or some other shit. I don't know.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
We're about to find out. You'll find out next Monday, though, people.
Yep.
You will find out next Monday.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I can't wait. I'm excited about that. So much.
I very much look forward to it.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk no more about it because I just want Thursday to come now.
Mm-hmm. I'll be here before you know
it. Well, people, thank you for tuning in this episode. As always, whatever. I had a good time yesterday with you, my friend.
My friend. Thank you. Yeah. Thanks for notifying me of the event.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yeah, because that was great, man. I love that event, man. Great, mm-hmm. great event. Great.
We'll be back next week, like we said, for the Nosotros show, people. I am your godfather of whiskey. I'm JB.
I'm the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.